Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Yesterday morning we looked at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. It talks about how Jesus Christ was obedient and that he, being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And now I want to look at verse 11. It says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. So disobedience leads to becoming dull of hearing. We don't hear what God has to say to us. We all know how it works with our children. If we have a disobedient child, he or she doesn't seem to get it, does not seem to hear what we are saying. And there is because they're dull of hearing. They have gotten their own way too long, and they become dull of hearing. And the same thing happens to us as children of God. If we are disobedient to the word of God, we become dull of hearing. In Luke chapter 8, in the parable of the sower, I'm going to read a couple verses there. Luke chapter 8, verse 8. Jesus is speaking here, and it says, and others fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. So here it says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of God. Our verse in Hebrews 5 verse 11 says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. The writer's writing to the Hebrews here, and he's telling them, I have many things to say, but you're not going to hear them. You're not going to be able to understand them, because of your disobedience. And that's the same thing Jesus is saying here in Luke chapter 8, verse 10. He says, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. That's those who are obedient, those who obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, but to others in parables. Excuse me. To others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. So to the disobedient, they're not going to understand the word of God. And we jump over to verse 18 of Luke chapter 8. It says, take heed therefore how you hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given. See, those who are obedient to God, God's going to entrust them with more. He's going to give them more. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. And so here we see two types of people. The obedient, who God gives. He gives spiritual blessings. He blesses them with the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Acts it says he gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. And God blesses them with all spiritual blessings. And then the disobedient, it says, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. And we see this very principle happening here as we read on in verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 5. I'll just start in reading verse 11. He says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. So these people that the writers writing to were being disobedient, and God was taking away that which they even seemed to have. He's exhorting them, you ought to be teachers already, but someone needs to teach you again. And so here we see that because of their disobedience, that it was being taken away, that which they even seemed to have. They ought to have been reaching higher ground than they were. And because they became stagnant and disobedient to the word of God, God was chastening them and taking away that which they seemed to have. And so this morning, just want to challenge each one of us who's listening, including me. Are we become dull of hearing because of disobedience? Or are we being obedient, and are we being blessed as we read the Word of God with all spiritual blessings? And are we being blessed with victory over sin? You know, 1 John talks a lot about overcoming and living in victory, and it's very important. And one thing that is disobedience causes, it causes us to start backsliding. It causes us to start becoming lukewarm. And so let's not become dull of hearing, but let's be obedient as we listen to God's voice and hear what He has to say to us through His Word. Let's not just cherry pick through the Bible and say this fits me and this doesn't, but let's take it all and be obedient to God's Word. Many today are cherry picking and they're becoming dull of hearing. And so thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, I do pray that you would strengthen us, Lord, in our hearts, souls, and mind to be obedient to you, that we would not become dull of hearing, but that we would be with ready ears, as Jesus says, he who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Lord, help us to have ears to hear, that we may stand before your presence in the day of judgment and hear those blessed words, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name, and I do pray you bless your word this morning. Amen.